This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Great Divide St. Bridget's Robust Porter, the Category 12B Robust Porter. It's almost opaque. It's got a deep ruby brown color. It's clear, and it's got a medium light brown head. Give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it. Sort of roasty, chocolatey, light coffee, moderate caramel. It's complex. Intensity's medium to medium high. Get a light sweetness there. Very low esters. Those darker grains are, you know, just have a dark but not burnt quality to them. Really like the chocolate character in there. Not getting any hops. I will give it a 11 for aroma. Tasting it. It's roasty, chocolatey. Medium to medium high bitterness, which is good. Clean fermentation. No esters in the flavor to speak of. Hop flavor is medium low. Malt is strong in the flavor and the palate, but the bitterness sort of comes up in the finish to meet it. So that's sort of a nice balance that you get to enjoy the malt complexity, and then you get hit with the bitterness at the end. The chocolate's fairly strong, but there's a malty, caramely sweetness in there. Just a hint of roast, sort of coffee flavor. It's nice. Really like how the malt is done. Give it an 18. Mouthfeel. Body's medium. Carbonation is medium high, which makes the body seem a little lighter. It's not astringent. It's got a little bit of warmth. No complaints. Give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, I like it. It's very tasty. It's got a lot of roast, but no burnt, which is something I always look for. I don't like the burnt flavors in porters. The malty, caramely, sweet flavors support. Bitterness is fairly strong, but the malt helps offset it, which really, I think, does a good job improving the drinkability. There's a deep roast beyond chocolate. And that's really what is making it a robust porter. You know, if it was just sort of chocolatey sweet and not very bitter, then it would be in the brown porter range. But, you know, it's got some of that roast in it. Something that's a deeper flavor than chocolate with more bitterness. That's what really makes it a robust porter. There is some range in how much hop flavor and aroma you can get in a robust porter, but it should have more bitterness than a brown porter. You know, the late hops are variable. This one sort of comes in on the sort of the low end of the hop scale for late hops. You know, I'm getting sort of the right amount of bittering hops, but I'm getting like next to no finishing hops. So, but that's okay. A lot of times hop flavor can clash with darker malts. So, I mean, that could be a valid brewer choice. So you have to allow for some variability. So I do like the malt complexity and flavor, good balance. you know, recognizing it's on the light end of the style for late hops. Some styles, notably or some examples, like the Great Lakes Edmund Fitzgerald has a lot more late hops, for instance, and that sort of defines the boundary for that the late hop dimension in the style. But this one is certainly a valid interpretation. I'll give it a 9 overall. Really liked how the malt was done. So I'm going to give that a total of 46. It's the Great Divide St. Bridget's Robust Porter. It's a Category 12B Robust Porter.